A new study suggests that climate change could cause more lightning strikes in the forests of the Northern Hemisphere, which might lead to more wildfires. These forests are important for capturing carbon emissions and helping to slow down climate change. But when lightning starts fires in these forests, it releases carbon dioxide, making storms and lightning happen more often. While the number of fires worldwide has gone down in the last 20 years, heavily forested areas outside the tropics have seen a big increase in wildfires. This year, Canada had a record-breaking fire season, with over 6,500 fires burning about 18 million hectares of forest and land. Smoke from these fires traveled to big cities in Canada and the US, and even all the way to Spain and Portugal. Most of the fires in the northern forests were started by lightning. A new map made using machine learning tools showed that 77% of the burned areas in these forests are because of lightning, unlike tropical regions where people starting fires is the main cause. The study also predicts that the number of lightning strikes in intact northern forests could go up by 11 to 31% for every degree the Earth gets warmer, which could lead to more carbon emissions. These forests, often found in permafrost regions, are at risk because of the combination of a warmer, drier climate and more lightning strikes. While fires in tropical forests can be managed through education and intervention programs, stopping lightning fires is much harder. The researchers say that we need to cut down on the gases that cause warming to stop more lightning strikes. They warn that the huge fire season in Canada should make us realize that we need to do something about the growing threat of wildfires in the world's cooling forests. Even though it's tough, experts believe we can still make a change and that forest fires should be a warning for us to act, not a reason to do nothing.